The author of The Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats, David Haynes, is off today. The lieutenant with a well-deserved vacation, but taking over his beat, Chicago Tribune food critic Nick Kindlesberg. Nick, we've deputized you to check on a few things, starting with pizza. And I read your review of this place, Zaza's. And as I understand it, when it opened last year, it may have been a little slow, but all of a sudden, it's very hot, isn't it?
It's extremely busy right now, right?
And I guess, was it Bleachers, Barstool Sports did a thing on it, right?
Yeah, so one of the owners of Barstool Sports does this sort of pizza. I think he eats a slice of pizza every day sometimes, and then he puts it on YouTube. And so he spends most of his time in New York and on the East Coast, but came to Chicago and gave Zaza's one of the highest ratings that he had done in the city.
Now, you rated it very good, 2 stars out of 4. And what did you think about it?
Yeah, I thought it was very impressive. So, you know, I spent a couple years in New York, and this is amazing because if you go during lunch, you can go and then pick out a few slices that you want. At dinner, they only serve whole pies. But this is a really awesome New York-style pizza where it isn't the big sloppy slices that you'll find around Manhattan in the tourist sections. This is like in a great old school slice joint where the slices are crisp. You fold them. You get a few really strong ingredients on top, but not too many, but just very flavorful. And extremely thin crust, too.
Mm-hmm. Like in your review in the Trib, you talked about this no-flop guide. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the owner, Brett Nemec is the chef there, and he was very adamant that he created a no-flop guide for his cooks to help make sure that all the pizzas come out with the right amount of crispness.
Yeah,
no one wants that floppy slice.
Pretty gutsy to open up a pizza place in Chicago, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, everyone loves pizza. You know, we have these rivalries, but, you know, we still love to eat the pizza. We might talk smack about New York, but we'll eat the pizza if it's good.
And the chef at this place used to be at Coal Fire, which is a really hot spot, too, right?
He spent some time at Coal Fire just kind of getting into the pizza game. He actually was in the suburbs before that at Santo Cielo, so in Naperville, and he was the chef there. So it's like a sort of Latin American fusion restaurant, and he worked at a Mexican restaurant before that. And then he just got obsessed with pizza during the pandemic. He watched all these videos online and then bought all the pizza books that he could, and then before making some pilgrimages to New York to try some of these places in person.
You know, in New York, so many places where you can get a slice, but not so much around here. What about Zaza's?
Yeah, so at dinner they don't have slices, but for lunch you can go pick up a few, and that's my favorite time to go because they have some pretty interesting flavor combinations, too. So they have a bacon jam slice. So this is where they kind of cook down bacon with brown sugar and then spread that on the pizza, and that's delicious. Then they have a mushroom slice where they put a little truffle oil on top. But, you know, my favorite is just the plain cheese. So they're using a really great low-moisture mozzarella that's salty and tangy, and that's just a wonderful slice.
Zaza's Pizzeria, 3037 North Clark in Chicago. Good luck getting in, I guess, huh, on the weekend?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're pretty nice, too. If you go in, they'll tell you how long the wait will be, and you can, you know, place a pickup order, and they'll give you a good time. So they're doing a great job.
Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department is off today, but we have deputized Chicago Tribune food critic Nick Kindlesberger to run our Friday Food Police segment. And let's talk about Italian beef, Nick. You've been writing about it, and it used to only have limited appeal outside of Chicago, but all of a sudden the New York Times is writing about it, the LA Times. Is this all because of the Bear television show?
It definitely is. So the FX TV show, The Bear, where the main character has to go back home and work at his family's Italian beef shop, has exposed the sandwich to a much wider audience.
You know, people out of town sometimes will ask me about the Italian beef, and I guess the only way to describe it to them is it's kind of like a French dip, right?
Yeah, that's the closest thing. One former restaurant critic, Pat Bruno, thinks that it was actually evolved from the French dip, though there are conflicting stories about its history.
Yeah, one story is about Mr. Scala, who went on to start the Scala Packing Company. And there's another story that points to the guy who invented or came up with the Al's beef stand. Talk about the history a little bit here, Nick.
So they both have very similar origin stories. Essentially, they were both Italian immigrants, and they decided to start catering weddings in the Italian-American neighborhoods in Little Italy in Chicago. And one way that they found to sort of save money was to serve Italian beef sandwiches. So if you roasted the beef and then sliced it super thin, it made it look like you were giving each person more meat. And so they would be, you know, more content at these very threadbare weddings, you know, when there wasn't a lot of money to go around. And so, you know, but they did such a good job that people started to fall in love with the meat.
A couple of years ago, I know you went to something like 50 Italian beef joints. I'm glad you're still alive, number one. Number two, what were the results of your research, Nick?
So, you know, it's a very personal thing, that sort of Italian beef joint that you love the most. I love the spice in the spices that are used in Al's number one Italian beef, especially the original location on Taylor Street. But I also love Johnny's in Elmwood Park and Jay's. And as far as like the chains go, I think Portillo's and Buona do a really good job.
I think I mentioned this to you before. You got to try that place out in Schiller Park on River Road, Franny's. It's really good.
Oh, yeah. Franny's. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Spot. Yeah, no, it's a great spot. You know, all these places have been there for decades. And part of what I was trying to show in the story is that I'm hoping that some younger chefs get into it and start making their own sort of mark on the Italian beef scene. But I'm not sure if it's going to work. I don't know if the economics of the sandwich work anymore, but, you know, it's such a crucial part of Chicago. But all the best places have been there for a long time.
A few years ago, a friend of mine out in San Diego opened up a hot dog place. He added Italian beef to the menu, and then he had to take it off the menu because nobody knew what it was. Nobody cared. Nobody bought it. I told him, maybe you ought to pass out instructions, you know, how to stand over the counter and lean over when you're eating it. And people are all confused about wet and dipped and sweet and hot. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I mean, it's a very strange sandwich when you think about it, especially to outsiders. It's one of my favorite Chicago dishes, but, you know, I think people are intimidated maybe to do it for the first time. But this isn't like ordering ketchup on a hot dog. Like, no one's going to get mad at you if you don't know what you're doing. You know, people just want you to buy the sandwich. So, you know, give it a shot, even if it's a little bit awkward at first.
Talking about sandwiches, yesterday was National Sandwich Day, whatever that means. But
yeah, not much.
there is a controversy, I know, that you've gotten into a little bit. Is a hot dog a sandwich? What's the deal on this?
So I've just been digging around in the Chicago Tribune archives. That's one of my pastimes when I have a little extra time. And I kept noticing that like 100 years ago, people referred to hot dogs as hot dog sandwiches constantly. That was just a very common thing. And so I just thought it was very interesting that we had all this controversy about whether you think a hot dog's a sandwich or it's not a sandwich. And there are hilarious things on both sides that you can say about whether you think it is one or not. But there's no doubt that 100 years ago, people called it a sandwich. And then over the years, it just started to lessen until it just became a hot dog. And I think the last one I found was in the 1980s in a Highland Park Chamber of Commerce advertisement. that's the last time I found someone refer to a hot dog sandwich.
With all the political arguing going on, it's a pleasure to talk about this controversy. And appreciate the food history this morning. It's Nick Kindlesberger from the Chicago Tribune. I think I'm going to need a beef and sausage combo now, Nick.
Yeah, I think you should get in line at Johnny's right now.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too.